להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חדיך.
Preparation to the lesson in the tens. Sometimes a person despises the work of receiving the burden of Kingdom of Heaven, which is a time of feeling the dorm, where he sees that there's no one who can save his himself from his state, but only the Creator, and he accepts upon himself the Kingdom of Heaven above reason, as a donkey to the load, so is the ox to the burden. And he should be happy for having something to give to the Creator now. And from something he can give something to the Creator enjoys it. But a person doesn't always have the strength to say that this is a nice work called adornment. Rather, he despises this work. And this is a harsh condition for a person to be able to say that this work he chooses more than the work of lavnunit, whiteness, meaning from a state where he feels no taste in the darkness during the work. Rather, then he feels taste in the work, flavor in the work, meaning then he doesn't have to work with the will to receive that will accept upon himself to work the above reason for the Kingdom of Heaven. And if he overcomes himself and he can say that this work is pleasant for him by observing the mitzvah of above reason and accepting this work in adornment and beauty, that is called the joy of mitzvah. A question. What is the joy of mitzvah in our work in the ten? What is the joy of mitzvah in our work in the ten?
Simcha mi
joy.
Maybe from the connection that by that we give contentment, that should give joy. Not that we'll feel joyful as a result, but joy in the upper ones.
Joy that finally I disconnect from my, in order to receive from my ego. When I feel that my ego is worthless, it's nothing, and I really have the opportunity to be above it, to accept from you the example of the quality of love and bestowal.
If
he feels joy because he can give something to the Creator now, maybe specifically during the descent to bestow to the ten, then it's joy of a mitzvah.
Mitzvah is to be able, unlike our nature, because it's a mitzvah, this is not something that we want to do, this is a commandment, unlike our nature, against our nature, to perform an act of connection, to unite our desires for spirituality in practice, to feel that my desire for spirituality, it's not my own, rather it is our desire, and to be able to make an effort to do it, to relate to reality as our mutual desire for reality. This is what counts.
Joy symbolizes fulfillment, and you simply have to make the joy should come from bestowal and not from reception, to invert it.
When I reach a state of feeling the friends, when I live outside of myself, I'm not focused on myself.
Joy of mitzvah is that we appreciate something new in the ten. We appreciate bestowing to each other above what we feel, regardless of where we are in our inner feeling. There is greatness in the ten all the time. We appreciate it. We're grateful for it.
And also, the Creator gave us the opportunity to be in touch with Him through the ten, through the friends, through that means. We're happy about the connection, that there is something for us to do, and that we have the right plea to the Creator. All that can make us very, very happy.
Second question, how can we help each other realize it in the lesson, in practice? We need not disconnect from the thought that everything that we're doing, that we're raising man, that it's in order to give contentment to the Creator.
I commit to ask and demand for the connection between us, and that through us we will be able to convey the light that will reach the whole world, that the Creator will reach the entire world, and that it will happen to such an extent.
In practice, only prayer.
We see many such examples around us. We should just be focused on what we want to see in the friends. If you want to see an example, then you return to the right direction straight away.
Act. A person has to act toward the friends as though he is in bestowal.
And to also add in praying for each other during the lesson, with the intention that the friends will be focused on the work to draw the reforming light together while praying.
Everyone has to feel responsible that he provides a good example to the friends.
Because only through such an example, only through such attitude that we demonstrate for each other to connect the friends to the Creator, that is something very important, worthwhile to be happy for. And a third question, why is it important to demonstrate happiness of joy for each other? Why is it important to demonstrate happiness of joy for each other?
This is how we help each other. We help each other not to delve in our personal situation and create an atmosphere that we all want to become a part of.
In education, as Balasuram writes, we form a personal example for each other of the right values of bestowal.
Because this is what Kabbalists recommend.
It's beautiful what Chassi said. It makes us go according to what Kabbalists say, according to their writings, and not to try to understand too much.
By it, we awaken a force that can correct us.
Yeah, these are the advices that we get from Kabbalists. Everything we do with through a mutual effort, there is an exertion here while acting for the friends. It's all about perseverance.
We consciously or unconsciously receive from each other all the time. And a person appreciates what his ten appreciates.
And basically, this is how we implement everything that is related to the influence of the environment over men. When we give such an example for each other, we serve as an environment for each other for the right goal, to bring each other, to bring the ten, to a constant connection with the Creator. Now we're going to read something else.
The purpose of the work, simply put, is that a person has no further place to fall to after he's already on the ground. And this is since he does not need gadlut, because for him, it's always something new. He always works as though he just started working. And he works and accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason and the foundation upon which he built the work was truly on lowliness, where everything goes above reason, that only someone who is truly gullible could work without any foundation.
Oh.